The most visible impact has been on electricity, and that has certainly come through with utilities prices altogether rising 10%. But outside of that, we looked closely at food, airfares, some electrical appliances. We looked at some of the other sectors that were meant to have an impact of the carbon tax, and we don't see anything. So while the first round effect certainly has been on electricity prices in July, we have to keep looking at this gauge on a month-to-month basis to see if it actually starts creeping through into other sectors. What was very clear in this report is that we also have a bit of time looking at the trimmed measure, and by definition the trimmed measure takes out extreme highs and lows, and so this time around it did take out those utility price increases. And so once we looked at our trimmed measure for the month of July, it actually fell by 0.1%. So in other words, once we trimmed out the impact of the carbon tax, there was next to no price pressure left in the economy. And so what we end up with the trim measure on an annual basis is it fell to 1.4%, which for us is a record low for the history of the gauge.
And of course that trim measure is similar to what the RBA looks at within the economy. So they'll be seeing more or less the same thing, which is the carbon tax hasn't had a huge inflationary effect.
Well, this is very preliminary, but what we're sort of suggesting at this stage is that if the trimmed measure is as soft as this first take for July tells us, is that we may have been incorrect by drawing the conclusion that underlying inflation in Australia is set to trough at 2% per year, which is what we just saw in the recent June quarter CPI. In fact, there could be further downside in the near term. So as we say, this is just 1 month out of three, but the first signs of the September quarter is that inflation could even decelerate from here once you strip out that one-off carbon tax effect, and that's certainly something that's food for thought for the RBA.
And where does that lead the economy, and where does that lead the RBA, do you think?
Well, the RBA's got a terrific problem to have. Just some of the data that we saw last week is telling us that we've got, you know, GDP seriously sitting at 3.5%, maybe even close to 4%, and yet we've got inflation bumping on the bottom of the target band and could even sink below, despite the fact that the unemployment rate is at 5.25%, you know, despite the fact that we have this mining boom and investment boom. So the RBA are in a particularly enviable position of having quite solid growth, if not above trend growth, and low inflation. So at this stage I don't think there's any great need to change interest rates where they are, but it's certainly leaves them in a good position to cut the cash rate without harming the economy or sending an incorrect message if something happens in, say, Europe or the US or offshore.
For a bit of crystal ball gazing, where do you see the effects of this carbon tax going? Do you think that it will start to creep in as businesses? I mean, obviously no business wants to be the first to sort of start jacking up their prices. And do you think that's being reflected in the inflation gauge?
If there are any cases of opportunistic price increases, this gauge will follow it up first, particularly if we start to see price rises in areas that have nothing to do with the price on carbon or high pollution. But one thing that I think a conclusion we can draw, particularly from this July report, is that the retail pricing pressure is just extremely weak. So I don't think this is the current environment in which to pass on price rises, because I find it very hard to believe that they will stick, just given that the average consumer is now extremely savvy in terms of price comparison and certainly comparing international prices to domestic prices.
We saw those electricity and energy prices jump by in excess of 10%. So do you think in the coming months that that will be passed through?
We could start to see second round effects, but I guess as the months goes on, it may be hard to literally disentangle what may be a carbon tax impact from what may be an overall pickup in the economy and overall pricing pressure. And in fact, even I was just reading a survey this morning independently of this inflation gauge that seemed to suggest that wage rises were starting to pick up. And if that's the case, that may be reflected in prices overall. So I think it'll keep us, Treasury and the RBA, very busy trying to sort out exactly what the impact of the carbon tax is, as opposed to other potential broad price pressures.